From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Speaking Friday at the EU summit in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the offer she has made on the rights of European Union citizens living in Britain after Britain leaves the EU is very fair and very serious.
I want to reassure all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in the UK, that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. This is a fair and serious offer.
EU leaders and some activists, however, are not convinced her proposals are adequate, saying many questions remain.
The statement that Prime Minister May made last night is at the moment rather disappointing, partly because it lacks detail. There are a lot of questions which the text raises rather than answers, such as what does it mean to be a lawful resident? What does she mean by certainty? What is meant by a settled status?
During the two-day summit, which began Thursday in Brussels, EU leaders are addressing Britain's planned exit, along with terrorism, migration, and other issues facing Europe. Two back-to-back bombs went off Friday in a crowded market in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 15 people, wounding more than 70 others. The population in the area near the Afghan border where the deadly blast occurred is predominantly Shiite Muslims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly blast. The attacks happened hours after a car bombing, apparently targeting police in southwestern Quetta, killed at least 13 people and wounded 20 others. A splinter Pakistani Taliban faction has claimed responsibility for that attack. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and other Gulf nations are insisting that Qatar shut down the Al Jazeera news organization, cut back diplomatic ties with Iran, sever all ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt also wants Qatar to immediately terminate the Turkish military presence currently in Qatar and a joint military cooperation with Turkey inside of Qatar. The Arab nations have given Qatar 10 days to agree to the demands without giving any indication what happens if Qatar does not agree. A delegation from the United Nations Security Council arriving in Haiti Thursday was met by protesters demanding that the world body do more to fight a deadly outbreak of cholera likely caused by UN troops. The United Nations has pledged $400 million to assist Haiti with the cholera disease, but has raised only a small fraction and has claimed immunity in a lawsuit brought by victims of the disease in the U.S. Delegation is in Haiti to assist security ahead of the planned end of the UN peacekeeping mission that began in 2004 to stabilize the country following the violent rebellion against then-ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution to start an investigation of alleged severe rights violations in Kasai regions of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get more on the story from Lisa Schlein.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, welcomed the adoption of the resolution, saying it sends a strong message that the international community is serious about bringing the perpetrators of crimes in Kasai to justice. Since August, when violence erupted between government forces and a tribal militia, the United Nations reports more than 3,300 people have been killed in the two Kasai provinces, and an estimated 1.3 million people have become internally displaced. Following the Council's vote Friday, a DRC representative expressed displeasure, saying an international investigation was not necessary. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of the two surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge has denied he had anything to do with the group's atrocities. Former President Khieu Sam Phan, who is 85, delivered his final statement Friday to the UN-backed tribunal in Cambodia. He's charged with crimes against humanity and genocide. The other defendant, who is 90, faces the same charges, but was not in the court Friday because of his poor health. It was not immediately clear when a verdict will be handed down in the case. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.